This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you knew a study was coming. I mean, you knew that somebody was going to try to put some sort of science behind it. And I guess we now have a study saying binge-watching is really bad for our health. Okay? Now, this is kind of the new thing. I mean, all of a sudden, in the last few years, our culture has completely transformed from, you know what, maybe we'll go to the movies or maybe we'll watch a TV show to, I have maybe one or two favorite TV shows, to people just hooked on a series and being able to watch series after, show after show after show to catch up on series. And this is getting to the point where people are saying that it's increasing obesity, risk of diabetes, and I guess our whole country is going to collapse because we are so addicted to our Netflix. Well, they say shows such as Game of Thrones, House of Cards, and Orange is the New Black are worse for your health than viewing the same amount of regular TV. They say the reason is fans get so involved in their favorite programs that their pulse has sped up in this, by the time they go to bed. They say a racing heart or one that beats regularly and being mentally alert can create an arousal when a person's head hits the pillow. They looked at a study of 400 young people who binge-watched, and they reported poor sleep quality, more fatigue, an increase in insomnia. Now, I caught that with myself. I caught that I noticed that I couldn't sleep after I watched Game of Thrones or after I watched 24 or Breaking Bad or whatever. And so I wanted to make sure that I had the TV off at least an hour or two because your mind is just going crazy by the cliffhanger. Remember, you know, the cliffhanger, its design is to get your epinephrine stimulated. And so, or to make you produce some epinephrine and hit a memory, you know, put something in your memory such that as soon as you hear the show or as soon as you have another opportunity to watch that show, you want to do it, you know, because either your reward centers or pleasure centers or just the excitement memory makes you want to go and watch it again. I tell you, you know, there's a lot of psychology behind these shows and behind the design of these. So, they said it showed increased mental arousal, being mentally alert, and that kept them awake. So somebody should argue with them, maybe we should binge watch before we go to school or before we go to work. I actually recommend that. I hope we do a study. When I have to work out, if I am behind on a series and it's not a series my husband wants to watch with me, I will work out while watching that series. And then I'm ready to go. I have to admit, it does work. That I caught up on Orange is the New Black that way. And then my husband's like, you know, maybe I should have seen it with you. I'm like, it's good. It's really good. So anyway, they say the rising popularity of on-demand streaming services like Netflix and Hulu have made it easier to have uninterrupted access to full TV series. Collins Directory even declared Binge Watch the word of the year for 2015. Oh, Collins Dictionary. So anyway, according to the study, they're looking at binge watching and why that's bad. What are the shows that everybody's binge watching now? Let me see what the main ones are. Oh, now Netflix did their own study. Netflix looked at the type of binge watching. You have some people that savor the show, and then you have some that devour. And they looked at binge viewing, and they looked at how much time people spent. They measured the amount of time that users spent watching more than 100 different titles. And the median average viewing time for a Netflix user watching one type of show was 2 hours and 10 minutes per sitting. So what that probably means is they saw 2 one-hour shows or 4 of the 30-minute ones, okay? And the median time for completing a series stood at 6 days. Then it divided its titles up to 2 categories, savored and devoured. They said the shows that were devoured, right, that took roughly 4 days and people spent more time per sitting were Sense8, Orphan Black, The 100, The Walking Dead, American Horror Story, The Fall, I haven't seen any of those, it's The Walking Dead I have, Orange is the New Black, Nurse Jackie, Hemlock Grove, Marco Polo, Breaking Bad, and Grace and Frankie. Yet, the other ones where people watched it a little bit slower, okay, maybe would complete the series in 6 days, were House of Cards, Bloodline, Peaky Blinders, Narcos, Daredevil, Mad Men, BoJack Horseman, never seen that one, Love, and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I guess these are, I had no idea there were all these shows. I've seen Peaky Blinders, I've seen Narcos, and I've seen House of Cards and Mad Men, but I haven't seen the other ones. And so Netflix basically looked at data from more than 190 countries from October 2015 to May 2016, and they made this binge scale. And so people will savor the comedies, the political dramas, and the historical dramas like Narcos, but then they will just devour the thrillers, the horror, the sci-fi. And you see that? You see how the sci-fi, horror, thrillers, those start to stimulate your epinephrine, whereas the other ones kind of get you more thinking. And you go, man, you know, ooh, that's kind of scary, but, you know. So it's interesting. What frustrates me about the whole binge watching and TV shows is television was one of the last things you had to wait for. You know, remember I told you you don't have to wait for mail anymore because you could get an email or a text. You don't have to wait for a phone call. You don't have to wait to come home to answer your phone or to get a message. Okay? You know, somebody wants to reach you or you want to reach them, you can do it right then and there. Food. You don't even have to wait for food. You just go up, fast food, all ready to go. You know, or, you know, cash and carry. Just, you know, pay and then take the food. And so the only thing you had to wait for was a television show. Like right now, with Game of Thrones, I got to wait till Sunday to watch the next Game of Thrones. But what some people are doing that don't want to wait is they're like, I'm just going to, you know, I don't have to wait. I can keep watching whatever I want to. That's one of the last things that made us wait. We're going to forget what it's like to wait. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so you guys are going to be hearing about these liquid biopsies where scientists are working on creating a test that could detect cancer before you even have symptoms of cancer, which is kind of the best way to find cancer. Last thing you want to do is be diagnosed with cancer once you're losing weight, bleeding rectally, your breast looks like it's about to fall off. That's not when you want the cancer found. You want the cancer found before it even has a chance to do anything wrong. And I guess scientists say that they have made a huge step towards developing a test that can do this. This blood test detected the majority of cancers in people with breast, colon, lung, and ovarian cancer. at Johns Hopkins University. This is a team at Johns Hopkins University. They say the test is a long way from being used to screen for cancer, but the study shows a way to get there, according to the team who reported this in the Journal of Science Translational Medicine. According to Dr. Victor Velculescu, professor of oncology and pathology there, says there's a lot of excitement about liquid biopsies, but most of that has been in late-stage cancer or in individuals where you already know what to look for. The surprising result is that we can find a high fraction of early-stage patients having alterations in their blood. Now, they said it was not a slam dunk. The test found cancer in the blood of more than half of the patients who had been diagnosed with stage 1 cancer. It was even more accurate when it had to look for later stage cancers. So, you know, yeah, the later stage cancers, it's helpful to have a blood test, but, you know, the patient's going to be like, well, what do you want me to do? It's later stage, but if we could, again, get them when it's early. So, there were no false positives in 44 people who did not have cancer. Also very important, because an insurance company will not pay for this test if they think there's going to be false positives. So, a false positive is where you take a test, you're healthy, the test comes up positive for you not being healthy. And you're like, oh no, now I got to go and get all this testing. No, it's a false positive. Whereas a false negative, that's pretty bad also, where you have cancer, or let's just say pregnancy. What's a false negative? Okay, I'm pregnant, I go and take a test, says negative, but it's false. I'm not negative, but the test says so. That's a false negative, okay? So, Dr. Windham said you don't want to go screening people for hallmark cancer mutations unless you absolutely know that when you find it, that there is a tumor there, and that is a tumor that needs to be treated. Dr. Windham Wilson of the National Cancer Institute said there's no point in detecting cancer in people if the cancer is not going to actually cause trouble. Sometimes early-stage tumors or precancerous growths will go away. They're attacked by the immune system, or they just don't thrive for other reasons. Remember I told you a lot of our cells turn cancerous, but our body is on top of it many times and finds the cell that starts going rogue and nips it in the bud then and there. So they see several different liquid biopsies already on the market used to help track whether cancer treatments are working, but we don't have any tests out there that you could take as a healthy individual and go, okay, I want to know what's in my body. So what they did is they developed an approach called Target Error Correction Sequencing, or TEXSEC, okay? And they used this approach to examine 58 cancer-related genes. And then they did some deep sequencing. Yeah, see, you know, you guys think researchers are, you know, boring and, you know, scientists are geeks. Uh-uh. This deep sequencing, that's some pretty sexy stuff. So, you know, if you guys are ever like, you know, man, you know, I don't understand, how do they not fall asleep while standing there in the lab? It's because they get to do this deep sequencing. And the sequencing occurs where they take DNA and 30,000 times, they sequence it 30,000 times over to look for mutations from tumor cells that float in the blood. So you see, they have a real exciting life. Cancer patients had more of this DNA in their blood. So they identified 62% of the patients with stage 1 cancer, 4 out of 8 colon cancer patients, 90% of colon cancer patients that were at stage 2, 3, or 4. They got a positive in 45% of lung cancer patients with stage 1 disease, 67% of ovarian cancer patients with stage 1 disease, and 67% of breast cancer patients with stage 1 disease. So that's good. It's not awesome, but it's good. And so, you know, we really want to develop something for lung cancer. Lung cancer is still one of the biggest killers in terms of cancer. And so you have somebody who smokes, you could do a blood test and see if they're already making the DNA, having those DNA sequences or those pieces floating around the blood. It's not going to replace your colonoscopy or mammogram or your pap smear. We still have to get that done. But fascinating, all right? Another big advancement they made is with peanut allergies. They say an oral treatment for peanut allergy was effective 4 years after it was administered. And what was it? Looks like a probiotic. It's a probiotic with a peanut protein. And these kids had to take it daily for 18 months. When tested 1 month later, 80% could tolerate peanuts without any allergic symptoms. And after 4 years, 70% of them were still able to eat peanuts without suffering any side effects. Now, for some reason, in the 21st century, we have all these people allergic to peanuts. Don't know what the heck is going on. Is it a new pesticide? I don't know what the heck is going on. But, you know, food allergies have just exploded. And these peanut allergies, they're deadly. Lead researcher Professor Mimi Tang of Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Melbourne said half the children were consuming peanuts regularly while others were only eating them infrequently. And they said the importance of this finding is that these children were able to eat peanuts like other children who don't have peanut allergy. I don't need them to have a peanut butter jelly sandwich with everybody else. What I want is if they accidentally eat a meal that had some sort of peanut sauce or some sort of, I don't know, peanut extract, that they don't, you know, go into a full-blown anaphylactic reaction and can't breathe and die. So peanuts are supposed to still be safe in pregnancy. You have some people go, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, how do I know my future baby isn't going to have a peanut allergy? I would be freaked out. Now that you hear all these kids have peanut allergies, I'd be like, oh, my God, you know, what do I do with my baby? And I had a lot of peanut butter when I was pregnant. I was like, you know, I'll just stick my finger in any jar and eat whatever is there. But they say you should be good in pregnancy. If there's no family history of allergies or eczema, then health officials say peanut butter, either in ground or crushed nuts, is okay, but only after 6 months. Don't give your infant peanuts, okay? But you can do it after 6 months. If there is a heightened risk, you need to go to your doctor. This is according to BBC. And they say research suggests careful introduction of peanut may help children, but parents should not do this on their own, and no child under 5 should be eating a whole nut of peanut. So 250 million people right now have a food allergy, and peanut allergy is one of the most common now and has increased at the greatest rate. I think there's something, I don't know if it's a pesticide, or I just don't understand why all of a sudden we would start having issues with peanuts. That's weird. Even evolutionary. What's going on here? All right, COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. 3.2 million deaths worldwide in 2015. This is a definite global issue. And asthma remains the most common chronic respiratory disease globally, right? But COPD caused 8 times more deaths. Apparently, asthma caused 0.4 million deaths, right, as opposed to COPD causing 3.2 million. So the Global Burden Disease Study of 2015 that was published this week in Lancet Respiratory Medicine, what they do is they want to pull data together and make these strategic interventions to decrease the burden of these diseases. And these are non-communicable diseases. These are, you know, issues where your lungs don't expel the air they need to and then bring the air in that they need to. And with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, one of the most common causes of that is smoking. So obviously, that's going to be the first thing, you know, that they want to attack, you know, more and more smoking cessation programs. But we also want to reduce air pollutants in the home, the workplace, fuel smoke, asbestos, diesel fumes, arsenic, benzene. And they say COPD and asthma are important contributors to the burden of non-communicable disease. We were going to talk about communicable diseases like tuberculosis and gonorrhea, and, you know, on this show. But COPD and asthma can be pretty deadly. And these are things that are caused by non-pathogenic sources. Although, when somebody dies from COPD, sometimes it's because of an infection that sets in. So, you know, for those of you that smoke, you know, keep trying to quit. You know, write me if you are having issues of smoking, smoking cessation. I'll give you some advice, or I'll direct you on where you could go. Go to drdahlia.com. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you did quit smoking, what was it? Was it that you vaped? Was it that you did the nicotine patch? Or did you just say, I am done? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DocDahlia.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Sal. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dolly, the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. I'm supposed to give you the most scientific studies out there when it comes to health, and here we go. This is an abstract published in the Journal of American Medical Association on the prevalence of pubic hair grooming, related injuries, and identification of high-risk individuals in the United States. And I guess they had to design a cross-sectional study conducted on a national survey of non-institutionalized adults looking at their pubic hair grooming issues. And it turns out many of them hurt themselves. Now, the study out of the journal article is pretty, scientific. They got a lot of numbers and p-values and n-values, etc. So I would like to kind of try and summarize this. But apparently they say grooming frequency and degree of grooming, like whether you remove all the pubic hair or not, are independent risk factors for injury. So the more you groom, the more you can hurt yourself, the more frequent you groom, the more you do. Why? Well, I guess in modern society, now that so many people watch porn, I guess they want to look like the way they look, people look in porn. And, you know, people in porn don't look like the way they used to look in the 60s and 70s. So people think that's more attractive, it's more clean, the perception of, quote, genital normalcy. That's something we haven't talked about on the show that we need to. There's many people out there that do not think that they would qualify as having genital normalcy. Whether it's their penis size or the way their labia looks or their pubic hair, etc. And that's very frustrating for, you know, I think the average person to think that they have to look like somebody that's in a movie, on a film, when these body parts, okay, these body parts are there not for looks or societal norms. They're there to serve a function. Right? I mean, in fact, there's really not supposed to be a lot of looking or examination of it. Okay? I mean, assuming we are monogamous, okay, and not worried about STDs, etc., you know, usually when these acts happen, the eyes are connected somehow. All right? People aren't really staring at the body part that they are about to, you know, try to make a baby with. But it's all different now. Now, you know, as society has, you know, kind of decided to use sex as a form of entertainment, and I mean, society's been doing this for, you know, centuries, but, you know, going from caveman days till now, there's certain etiquette, there's certain costume changes, there's certain choreography, there's all this. Now, these are like Broadway productions now, having sex. I just thought, you know, when I first learned about it, you're just supposed to lie there and whatever happens, happens. No, no, no. There's a lot of work, and part of this work is grooming. All right, so what did they find? Okay, well, this there was definitely a lot of grooming behavior. They don't go into, you know, the landing strip versus Bermuda Triangle. They don't go into that. They say the most common position that groomers use to remove pubic hair was standing, followed by sitting, then squatting, and lying down. Most respondents reported grooming under direct visualization, whereas about 1,200 subjects used a mirror, and 993 subjects groomed without any visualization but by feel. The most common method for removing pubic hair consisted of a non-electric razor, which was about 47.5%, followed by an electric razor, followed by scissors, then waxing, and then electrolysis or laser hair reduction. They say the mean age at which this happened was 23.4 years old, with men reporting grooming starting later in life, maybe 25 years old versus 22, and women, I don't know where women are. They don't stay here. They say most groomers reported a history of personal hair removal, whereas others had a partner groom them. Another were groomed by a professional, and some by a neighbor. I'm sorry, friend. It says friend. Yeah, let me see. More women reported grooming than men, and they go into what the injuries were. So, all right. They say women were more often to report an injury more than men. There's a star that had, I can't tell her, say her name because I don't know if she wants her name out there, where she went for a waxing, a Brazilian wax, and a Brazilian wax is where all the pubic hair is removed during a waxing session, and I guess the professional spilled hot wax on her. You know, she must have taken you take like a popsicle stick and you put the wax on, and she might have had the cup and the cup might have spilled on her. So she sustained burns in that area. So one issue could be burning. I think what they talked about more was the laceration. Oh yeah, they have burn. Laceration was the most common injury, about 61%, followed by burn, 23%, and then rashes. In addition, 133 injured groomers reported them getting an infection from their injury. Some of the respondents actually needed antibiotics, and 2.5%, so 36 people, needed surgical intervention, meaning an abscess formed, and they had to have incision and drainage. They say men reported most often injuring their scrotum, followed by their penis, and then the pubis area. For women, it was the pubis, followed by inner thigh, vagina, perineum, and anus. So what do we suggest? Well, if you don't have to be doing that to yourself, if you don't have to be lacerating yourself and giving yourself infections and, you know, putting yourself through so much pain, I wouldn't do it. That would be just my suggestion. As a medical provider, we don't tell people to, we don't tell people to, you know, do any sort of grooming. Remember, the pubic hair is there for a reason. The pubic hair, and I've told you guys this, from an evolutionary standpoint, it's designed, because people are like, well, what the heck is that there? For one is the, bushiness of the hair and the thickness of that, of the follicles, and the hair coming out of those follicles are designed to keep infection away from those body parts. And, you know, in terms of sex, in the olden days, people who had issues with vision or, you know, didn't know much about sex or whatever, the pubic hair kind of was like a stop sign and kind of directions, right? You know, like females, it's in the shape of a triangle. You know, it kind of, you know, shows where, you know, male caveman is supposed to go to impregnate her. And also the hair provides a barrier for less friction during sex. So these are things that, you know, because people are like, why do we have it? And everybody tries to shave it off, et cetera. You know, there's reasons for that. So, you know, Forbes magazine did an article on this as well. It's like all over the news, okay? And they say number one is look, okay? This isn't pin the tail on the donkey. You have to keep your eyes on what you're doing. So don't be doing blind grooming. Then don't multitask. Don't be talking on the phone, Snapchatting, surfing the internet, cooking dinner all at once. Okay, you know, if you're going to groom, I guess do it as an isolated act. They say clean up, right? Oil, dirt, whatever objects may be hiding there, you may want to clean up first because razors or clippers may slip. They also recommend the right instruments. Don't be using a butter knife or a machete or a sword, okay? I don't know what's safer, a regular razor versus an electric razor. An electric razor would kind of scare me, you know, because it's like plugged in or something. I don't know. But, make sure whatever you're using is clean and you clean it afterwards. Go slowly. A lot of people are in a hurry these days, you know, because the date is waiting outside in the car. Go slow, all right? Don't go against the grain. Okay, if you go against the grain, you're going to have more nicking. And then in moderation, all right, maybe start a new style. It doesn't have to be all off. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my favorite topics in medicine, okay, is not prostate and cholesterol and all that I talk about. My favorite topic is skin manifestations of something going on in the inside of our body. Right? Or dermatological manifestations of internal disease. It was a book I had read in medical school, and I loved it. Just thought it was so fascinating. where your skin will be trying to tell you that something's wrong, and so you want to listen to it. I just always found that to be fascinating. So whenever there is a story or somebody's op-ed or a book on the subject, I'm just fascinated by that, even if I don't, you know if science has proven that to be the case. So there's, I guess, an Australian skin expert. Her name is Emma Hobson. And she says that where you get pimply or where you have acne could kind of say a lot about what's going on inside your body. So I thought I'd share this with you. This is interesting. So she said forehead. She said we're often told we're eating well and staying hydrated. That helps with your skin care, etc. But they say if you have if you have pimples on your forehead, she says that area is believed to be linked to the stomach and bladder. So that could mean you may have an unhappy gut. They say that could be from a poor diet, stress, or food intolerances. And even it could be because of you're not drinking enough water. So now some of you are saying, wait a second, I have a bad gut and I never break out on my forehead. Okay, well then that's good. That's, you know, congratulations. But, you know, if you do have, if you do, when you break out, seem to have more issues in the forehead, she suggests it could be that. Again, I don't have the science behind it, but it's interesting nonetheless. Chin. They say breakouts in the chin many times are part of, you know, your hormones and puberty, etc. And we even see a lot of this in the 20s and 30s. She says that the chin is linked to the larger intestine. So food allergies and a poor diet could be a factor. She recommends adding more fiber to help you if you're having more issues with that. Also, there could be issues with your pelvic organs. Now, your cheeks. She says breakouts on the cheeks could mean irritation in your lungs. It's common to see more of this in springtime when people are affected by pollen in the air. Pollution can also upset your lungs, wreak havoc on your skin. Now, for this, I'm thinking not so much acne on the cheeks. I'm thinking when it comes to cheeks, I'm thinking rosacea, which isn't acne. It's another type of inflammatory condition. All right? But I haven't seen a link between rosacea and lung disease. I want to look that up. That's kind of interesting. All right, next. Between the eyebrows. She says between the eyebrows is the wine and dine area. She says blemishes here could indicate issues with the liver, which could be a result of too many glasses of wine or eating late at night. Lactose intolerance could also be to blame. So if you're breaking out between the eyebrows, that could be an issue. She says it's best to avoid alcohol and rich foods, right? And assess if you're having issues with dairy. Now, the T-zone. So the T-zone has been a sign, and this has been said before, of maybe an issue with liver and stomach. And so dehydration, maybe a buildup of toxins. They say fats and oils in the food could lead to a stomach imbalance, and alcohol can affect the acid of the stomach. So, you know, T-zones could unfortunately be a sign of something internal. Lip area. Lip area, that could be a sign of not enough fiber. If you have temples, ears, under eyes, these are weirder places to get pimples. They're not as oily, but they think maybe those cases could be due to stress and lack of sleep. So if you get ear pimples or pimples under your eyes, which is rare, could be a sleep issue. Neck. Neck is not very common, but they say some people with pimples of the neck could be a thyroid issue. Maybe an underactive thyroid or maybe lower levels of progesterone. So that could be a problem. Now, if I see acne on the back, then I'm thinking steroids. A lot of people that take steroid medications, unfortunately, will have back acne. And so that's, to me, a sign of a induction of the the sweat glands and, you know, making things more juicier. So, interesting stuff, in between the eyebrows, liver, the nose, breakouts of the nose could be a sign of pancreas, under the eyes, kidneys. So I don't know. It's interesting. Nothing that I would, put to science or write a book about, but fascinating nonetheless. This is also fascinating. If I ever order a Diet Coke on a plane, it takes forever. And, you know, the stewardess really pours these things slowly. And I don't understand that. And so, you know, I watch it and I'm sitting there, I'm thirsty because they gave you the peanuts an hour before and it takes about an hour for the drink cart to come down. But flight attendants there's actually a reason why these soda pops take so long. They say the one Coke you should never order if you don't want to slow down service is the Diet Coke. Apparently, the pressure in the cabin makes the soft drink foam up so much more than they do normally. Flight attendants reveal that they could serve three other passengers in the time it takes to pour a can of Diet Coke on a plane. An anonymous flight attendant who goes by the name Jet wrote on the blog These Gold Wings, as you may know, the aircraft cabin is not pressurized to sea level, but rather equivalent to about 7,000 or 8,000 feet. This means some passengers might feel a little lightheaded or that alcohol affects them almost twice as much as it would do on the ground. It also means that soft drinks foam up a lot more when poured out of a can. The worst culprit is Diet Coke. She has to sit and wait for the bubbles to fall before she can continue pouring. If all three passengers ask for Diet Coke, I'll often get them started, take another three drink orders, serve those, and then finish the Diet Cokes. So watch that next time you guys are on a plane. Not that I want you drinking diet soda, but it does take a while. My very first beer, when I got behind a bar, I had poured straight on, and the head was so big that the person gave it back to me going, well, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, man, I forgot to, you know, bend the glass. You know, there's tricks to getting rid of the foam, so they can bend the glass, but it's not really a glass, it's a plastic thing. So very, very interesting. All right, this is really, really cool. Scientists have created a Terminator-style immortal robot with self-healing flesh, according to The Sun. All right, they have taken the potential for human-like resemblance to the next level, making this artificial self-healing skin. Scientists at the Breguet University in Brussels have managed to give robots these quote-unquote self-healing properties, which allow them to, quote, recover, even if they've been stabbed or gashed with a knife. Now, don't worry, we're not talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger or anybody going to the chopper soon, but they say that we might see these things when they are on factory floors, and they could also play a role in human-like prosthetics. So to create these flesh-like robots, the scientists use these jelly-like polymers that kind of melded together when heated and cooled. When present in a gripper, a robotic hand, and an artificial muscle, they were able to damage all three without leaving any weak spots. They say the outcome opens up a lot of, you know, promising perspectives. Robots can not only be made lighter and safe, they will be able to work longer independently without requiring constant repairs. Now, nobody's expecting any killer robots anytime soon. All right? And I guess Peter Singer, a strategist for the New America Foundation, says the U.S. military does need to brace, you know, for battle against killer machines. I agree with that. I think we're going to have killer machines or drones attacking each other. And so wars aren't going to be fought with humans. They're going to be fought with the machines and the strategy. This is like a video game. You know, so people really good at video games are probably going to be our next generals. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.